You are listening to Mucho Radio. My name is Marat Naimana. I am your Mucho Radio Impact show host. This past week, here in Geneva, Switzerland, from April 14th to the 17th, took place the United Nations 5th session of the Permanent Forum for People of African Descent. I arrived there with the Organization for Economic Development and Diplomacy Delegation, OEDD, and a Mucho Radio journalist to report on the ground. Now, for me, it has been a very memorable experience at the Permanent Forum, meeting Black youth from all across the world, making their voices heard. Our guest for this interview is the Deputy Minister of Canadian Heritage, as well as the head of the Canadian delegation for the PFPAD. This was recorded at the Permanent Mission of Canada in Geneva. Without further ado, could you introduce yourself to our listeners, please?
Andrew Brown, Associate Deputy Minister of Canadian Heritage, and this week the head of the Canadian delegation to the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. This is my third time participating in the forum, and I find that it's always a wonderful opportunity to understand what people and civil society around the world is what's on their minds and what they feel the priorities should be for the United Nations with respect to advancing human rights for people of African descent.
Now, to start off this interview, we are on the fourth and final day of the United Nations Permanent Forum of People of African Descent. I was wondering, what was the most important topic in this concession of the PFPAD?
I think there's been a number of issues that were identified as real priorities. One item that was very clear yesterday was with respect to the participation of youth, that youth need to be involved in a meaningful way, that they need to have a seat at the decision-making table, and there need to be strong engagement mechanisms so that youth can provide input to the forum.
Now, how does Canada plan to implement programs and plans for the second decade of people of African descent? We are currently looking at a young generation that is hungry and is looking to have a more representation in tech, for example, and media.
So there's a number of things that we're doing in terms of responding to the decade. I think the first, you know, it goes back to Canada being one of the co-sponsors for there being a second decade of people of African descent. We recognize that not enough was accomplished during the first decade and more needed to be done. In terms of, you know, what we can do, I think it's important that we look at what government, both at the federal level, provinces and territories, and organizations across the country can do. For us at the federal government, one of the key mechanisms is the Supporting Black Canadian Communities Initiative. This is something that is a program that's providing support to community organizations across the country that can support, you know, Black Canadians and youth in terms of a number of areas. And we're really trying to determine what the priorities should be for that particular program moving forward. But I think the other thing is we're working hard to make that a permanent program. Which would provide more sustainability in terms of the delivery. So at this point, we know that it's a program that's been going from year to year, which provides challenges for community organizations as well as ourselves. So one of the things is we'd like to push to try to make that a permanent program. I think the other things that are important, you've talked about a number of areas that are of interest to youth and to Black youth. You know, it is always then for us to be thinking about how do we support people to get into good jobs? What is the skills and training that's necessary for that? And those are also programs that both the federal government, provincial and territorial governments also contribute to.
You mentioned in your speech yesterday, global perspective are essential to engaging Canada's engagement towards the issues and real global issues. Could we see more programs such as the OEDD delegation emerging in Canada and to see more youth in panels and world events such as these?
The Organization for Economic Development and Diplomacy, or OEDD, is a wonderful organization in terms of the opportunities that it's providing to Black Canadian youth across the country to develop their skills with respect to both public service and diplomacy, frankly, and to really support the next generation of Black leaders. So this is something where I know that there are ongoing conversations about how can the federal government actually provide support to OEDD or other similar programs that could help to support that that next generation of leadership. I think it's really important that we are doing things within the federal government. We know there are other organizations that are doing the same. It's going to be really important that across the country there is recognition that we need to develop all of our youth, and in particular to provide opportunities for Black youth who may not have had that same kind of opportunity in the past.
And speaking of across the country, what do you think it's important to have a Black radio in Canada for people of African descent to share their stories from coast to coast, whether it's East Coast or West Coast? And how can that be a strategic plan also for Canada and Mucho Radio, for example, a program like Mucho Radio to have an importance in the Canadian Heritage Plan?
So I think that, media, and there's all sorts of media, including radio, that are really important. One of the things that we really do there is we want to encourage that there is a vibrant landscape of Canadian media. We think it's really important to maintaining Canada's sort of identity and sovereignty that we have our own sources of media. And I think one of the things that we've seen increasingly has been an interest in seeing specific community-focused radio, like Mucho Radio. So the things that, can be put in place to support that, I think it's really important for us to hear from sort of the media community, if you will, about what are the supports that are needed. And I think the other thing is we have to understand and work on ways to better connect Canadians to local media, because I do find that becomes one of the challenges where we are bombarded by all sorts of media. A lot of that is coming from outside the country, and it doesn't then allow for sustaining that Canadian identity or even a more local identity when you think about from one community to another.
Now, it goes without saying that Black radios in Canada face funding difficulties. Is there a way that a program like Mucho Radio has an importance in the Canadian heritage?
So we recognize that there are funding challenges for media across across the country. We have looked at some ways that we can try to provide support to specific communities. But I would say the overall thing that we have been working on for the last couple of years has been a sort of mechanism to look at the appropriate ways that Canadians can benefit from some of the very large media organizations who broadcasting but are sharing social media into the country. And so these have been efforts such as our Online Streaming Act, which would collect a portion of the revenues that those companies earn in Canada, and we'd like to take that funding and then redirect it back into Canada's own media landscape. So that's the sort of strategy at a very high level, is to recognize that there's a lot of other players. They're having an influence and they're benefiting from Canadian listeners and citizens. And so we'd like to be able to collect some of that revenue and redirect it back into the country.
And to close our interview, my last question would be, what is your message to the youth who made sure that their voices were heard this week at the PFPAD, and also we had the Youth Secretariat, we also had youth speakers? What would be your message to this generation that is now taking their step in?
There's probably so many things that you could that I could tell youth, I guess, but I would say, and thinking about this week, is that youth, there's no bounds to what you can accomplish. I think that you should be using opportunities not only of the forum, but sort of each and every day in terms of networking. That's really where the strength comes from. whether it's with other youth, whether it's with others who aren't youth, but to find ways to build alliances and to tackle the difficult challenges. So I think it's really about organizing and perseverance. That's the way to achieve your goals and objectives. And I think that's what we've really seen this week. We have seen strong involvement of youth across the permanent forum, particularly OEDD, but not solely. And we've heard members of the permanent forum themselves talk about the importance of youth engagement, and many suggestions that there should be development of a specific permanent forum youth council or have representation of youth right on the permanent forum. So we'll see what turns out. We have to wait for ultimately the recommendations that come from the permanent forum itself. But I think it just serves as an example that youth can accomplish great things.
Thank you, Deputy Brown, for being with us on Wiltshire Radio.
Oh, you're very welcome.